our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 7, the three stanzas. On the good and faithful God has set his love. When they call, he sends them blessings from above. Stand in awe and sin not. Bid your heart be still. Through the silent watches, think upon his will. And what follows, Psalter 7, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 107, the verses 1 through 22. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 107, the first 22 verses. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. And they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. As such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. And then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we have heard from the psalmist that he was given to praise the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men. Then in this evening hour, the midst of the trials of life, the midst of mourning, the midst of sickness, then thou still granteth manifold reasons to do the same. And, Lord, may it then be thy goodness that bringeth us and our children on our rightful place, and that is as a repenting, believing sinner at thy footstool. Ah, Lord, we have heard it out of thy holy word. Different circumstances mentioned, and that there came a crying unto thee on account of troubles, on account of the shadow of death. May so many prayers be sent up unto heaven in the midst of thy house. In this evening hour, an hour of reflection, to reflect upon what has taken place in this morning hour, the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ was administered. There have been guests. Many have remained in their seats. And then, Lord, we humbly beg of thee that there may be a word for each and every one, and that it may be applied by thy Holy Spirit, and that the prayers may be multiplied for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Spare us that we deceive not our poor souls, and thou hast a people upon the earth that continually is given to ask and beg for fresh tokens of thy favor. May thereof also those souls come up in this evening to receive such a token, such a word. May we be given to remember one another, O Lord. Do remember us as a people, all traveling and hastening to a never-ending eternity, and as a congregation, then we have experienced in profound ways the very young, the very small, the young, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones, all ushered into eternity. And that is a meeting with thee. And now thou granteth this precious time of grace that we may be given to seek and find thee. And Lord, Thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Ah, do then a great and rich work amongst us and our dear children. We commend thy church unto thee, the established churches, the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake. May that veil be removed, and remember all mission work, also our mission field, thy servant, the team, the husband and wife, which are studying that foreign language. Wilt thou be their helper ever near, Bible translators, thy words sent into the prison. And do remember our branch. May thy word have been blessed in this day. Lord, we commend unto thee by renewal the manifold needs. Oh, do remember that father and mother with their children, where they shall be called upon in this week to go to the cemetery to entrust their dear daughter and sister to the earth. May the calling be sanctified. Another family circle to bring to the grave a dear husband, father, grandfather, brother, and further family member. Wilt thou uphold them together with all the mourning ones in our midst? Lord, there are many. May it not be in vain. May it be richly sanctified. Oh, that many spiritual mourners may be born because of their sin, because of their guilt, because of that separation. Then thou wert speaking in many ways. Remember all those sick at home. Wilt thou watch over them, grant healing, and in a special way, the mothers with the unborn. Then by renewal we commend unto thee the old mother in the hospital, the handicapped daughter, and may the means be blessed. Remember those under the physician's care in special ways, undergoing treatments, many fears and many concerns. We may humbly ask thee that they may be blessed. Remember all the handicapped ones. Remember the crosses and burdens. Remember those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind. Oh Lord, do grant them a special place at thy footstool. Wilt thou bless the family circles. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and daughters who we see no more, seeking it elsewhere in the world or another religion. Lord, do keep our dear youth under that old tried truth, where God is glorified to the highest and man is abased to the lowest. We remember all of our elderly ones, the climbing of their years. The infirmity shall only increase. Eternity is at hand. wilt thou remember them all in our care home, with those that lovingly care for them, and those that may still go in and out above all. May it please thee to save their never dying souls. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help in this evening hour. Oh, do open thy precious testimony and open our mouth, and that thy word may go forth with power divine. Go then from bench to bench, from dwelling to dwelling, and from heart to heart. So by renewal, many blessings to acknowledge thee, where thou grantest so much above most of the people upon the face of the earth. We think of the countries where there is war. Lord, do show us then thy mercy and thy favor in this hour. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 71, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. A Jehovah is my light and my salvation near. Who shall my soul affright or cause my heart to fear? And what follows? Psalter 71, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. In this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which can be found in Psalm 116, the verses 16 through 19. O Lord, truly I am thy servant, I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, and now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Our text words speak of the psalmist believing confession to the Lord after taking the cup of salvation. Four thoughts. In the first place, a humble affirmation. Secondly, a loosened bonds. Thirdly, sincere resolutions, and in the fourth place, desired praise in Jerusalem. The psalmist believing confession to the Lord after taking the cup of salvation, a humble affirmation, loosened bonds, sincere resolutions, and desired praise in Jerusalem. Beloved congregation, and then we read in this solemn that the psalmist was not finished after he has taken the cup of salvation. In the Passover feast, concerning that lamb had to be eaten wholly, and that is the desire because the Spirit works in the heart of a true child of God, that they need him for justification and for sanctification. But then after the celebration, it was already before that celebration that the houses had to be searched diligently for any leaven, for any yeast that had to be removed, and that continued for the 7 days after the Feast of Passover. And now the psalmist also, after taking the cup of salvation, has declared profound things. and our congregation, young and old, then let us for a moment examine our hearts, how it is with those 4 points, whether we can own them, whether it is not a strange matter to us, or whether we have to answer no. Then the first point, a humble affirmation. Oh, then the psalmist was given to open up his heart and tell the Lord how it was inside, and that he was given to say, truly, Lord, I am thy servant, I am thy servant. Have we now become a servant and a handmaiden of that great and living God? What is our answer? Has that now taken place? A servant and a handmaiden. Or do we have to answer in this evening, our Lord, I am not thy servant. I am not thine handmaiden. I am still unconverted. Without God, without Christ, without hope, I am still under the banner of the Prince of Darkness, captive to my lusts, and I am still a lover of the world, love the world more than thee. Concerning that second point, thou hast loosed my bonds, and then we are not speaking because there are many trials in this life. Job 14, verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble, but have we now become exercised with the bondage of sin? Have we become guilty, exercised with our burden? Then, my unconverted fellow travelers, then by renewal, you have to answer no. Of course, a privilege, a blessing, when we are not given over to the hardness of the heart, that we become not as a Galileo, that we care for none of these things, that it is still impressed upon our minds. Also in this day, when the Lord's Supper was administered, that we need to become the Lord's, that a wonder needs to take place. Oh, I hope among young and old that in this morning hour that many prayers have went upward begging the Lord to be partaker of that one thing needful. Then concerning the third part, sincere resolutions. Have we made that good choice of a Ruth to be the Lord's? Have we made sincere vows, looking up unto the Lord? Or are we so busy in the world with timely things concerning our body that we forget our soul? And then the fourth point, desired praise in Jerusalem, still a blessing, one we may have respect, reverence, and a certain love for the Lord's house, that it may be reverenced. But has the Lord now shed that true love abroad in our heart for the Lord and everything that pertains to the Lord? Did we have to answer with four no's, boys and girls, young people and older ones? Four no's that we are none of his. Are there also those souls, maybe timidly, that for three you could answer yes, but now the fourth one, and there are souls that shall be able to tell what that fourth one is, how they can be burdened also concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, concerning the first that has become their desire, that has become their life. Concerning the third, they cannot be separated. When the Lord sheds that love abroad in the heart, and when it is lively, then there shall be those sincere resolutions, although when that people is longer on the way, then they do become less. But 'tis not a strange matter, and concerning the praise in Jerusalem, that has become their vehement desire, exercised with the Lord's honor. But now a people, concerning the fourth, loosened my bonds, how burdened they can be. But shall the Lord now grant three with the psalmist, shall he not grant a fourth? Then after the 13th verse, then the psalmist has spoken of paying his vows. It is repeated in verse 18. Thus we shall speak of it in our third thought, and then in verse 15. After taking that cup of salvation, has tasted the riches thereof, and then he was given to meditate, and he was also received instruction concerning the things of the Lord, because he is stated in verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And saints, they are the holy ones. They are the godly ones. And as I read in Psalm 4, verse 3, that the Lord has set those godly apart for himself. And now the psalmist was given to declare, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. how profound. The Lord has purchased this people, chosen them from eternity, purchased, converted them. And we have stated out of 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, to speak of glorification. Oh, the purpose of the Lord with the gathering of His church, that at the end they may be taken home and be in the presence of the throne and there to glorify the Lord Christ in His high priestly prayer, as stated in John 17, verse 24, Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Thus, what profound things that the psalmist was given to speak of. But now it has not desired the Lord to take the psalmist home, implying that the Lord still had work and labors for the psalmist here to do. And then we have heard it from this psalm that he has spoken of the land of the living. And I read in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, what thy hand findeth to do, do it with might. And now the purpose. And now the psalmist was given to unburden himself. And then another, O Lord, we have heard it before out of verse 4. And O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. But now another Lord, and that is a Lord of praise, and that is an O Lord of unburdening His heart. And then the psalmist was given to say, O Lord, truly, and that word implies for the present, I am Thy servant, I am Thy servant. And especially in the Hebrew language, then when it is doubled, there is emphasize. And then the psalmist is given to declare, as it were, Lord, I am Thy servant, truly I am Thy servant. I am Thy servant, am I not? Well, to grant further tokens of Thy divine favor, we read that expression, Thy servant, 35 times. In the book of the Psalms, and that of course excludes handmaidens, then boys and girls, then maybe you know a few who have used that expression, Ruth, 2 times. Of course a difference, and there is a people of God that experiences the difference. When a Ruth was on the field of Boaz, and then she had many a dealings in love and concerning the providence of the Lord, and then she was given to confess to Boaz, a handmaiden, although not as the other handmaidens. Are there souls that understand it? Oh, with that longing, that desire given to tell the Lord, a servant, a handmaiden, although I am so fearful, all filled with a holy jealousy, not as other handmaidens, But in Rule 3, then she had dealings with justice on the threshing floor, and then she was also given to state a handmaiden. We think of Abigail, who was come to David, who was come with his army to kill and to murder. 7 times thine handmaiden. We think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the angel Gabriel has come, behold the handmaiden of the Lord, be it according to thy word. And then in her song, also a handmaiden of low estate. O Lord, truly I am thy servant, I am thy servant. And what are now some marks of a servant? The psalmist has expressed, and the son of thine handmaid. We find the same expression in Psalm 86, verse 17, which is a prayer of David, and therefore further inclined that David was the psalmist. David was given to declare that he had a God-fearing mother. What a privilege, what a blessing. We know grace is not inherited, but how many have written and expressed what they all owe to their mother. May mothers have deep and profound impressions, undoubtedly at times overwhelmed in the busyness of life, but what a blessing you can be in the family circle. The psalmist was given to say, the son of thine handmaid, and then the psalmist has declared it by means of the second birth in the way of regeneration. And now what are a few marks of servants and of handmaidens? Oh, those true servants, they love the master. In the second place, they are given to obey. We read of Saul in 1 Samuel 10 that he received an other heart, and the kingdom was removed because of disobedience. In the third place, they shall be willing, because they read in Psalm 110, verse 3, a willing people in the day of thy power, they shall be willing to labor in the heat of the day and in the cold of night. And then those servants, they needed to be instructed continually concerning the master's will. And then oftentimes those servants, they come to the master because they fail in many things, very distressed. They need pardon. Then for those servants, then their will needs to be continually subdued, because many times they do not understand. Many times mysterious ways Christ has said in John 13, verse 7, what he do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And then those servants, they are concerned with the honor and welfare of the master. O Lord, truly, I am thy servant, I am thy servant. after taking the cup of salvation. Oh, it is so richly declared, Lord's name number one, that I am not my own, belong to an other. And to that end, the church needs to be instructed. Faith needs to be strengthened. Our second thought, a loosened bonds. Then the psalmist could add and state, thou wast loosed my bonds. We have heard his prayer in verse 4 and the deliverance in verse 8. And then if we would ask the psalmist, then he could tell us what those bonds were. And they can be manifold in the life of the child of God. Oh, then in the first place, when we think of the Lord's Supper, then it is the bondage under sin, our guilt, that we are given to sigh and to cry, because the Spirit teaches his child out of what a great bondage and death they have been delivered. Thus then we can speak in the first place of justification, as it is declared in Lord's Day number 23. In the second place of sanctification, because it is a holy warfare, and that delivers from bondage that is only in part the nominal Christendom. When you speak of Romans 7, they have come above it. But for the true child of God, oh, the Apostle Paul, who was led so far into the mysteries of salvation, a personal knowledge of a triune God, and then he was given to speak of that wretched man, loosed my bonds, can also be many temporal troubles and difficulties that can be such a burden, and then that church can be so perplexed. Oh, the assaults of Satan. Or do you think, congregation, that the devil will just let a subject go and leave him alone? Oh, then the devil, he becomes so angry, and more so when a people is called to labor for the coming of his kingdom. But how that people can be troubled and in bondage. Think of Luke 13. Of that woman, 18 years, bowed down and bound by Satan. And in no wise could she straighten herself out. Oh, maybe Pharisees have come, woman, you have now a will that you must walk a little straighter. You have become so used to being downcast and discouraged. But you must use your head. You must straighten yourself out. Ah, those Pharisees knew not what it was to be bound. And maybe an Arminian has said, you must believe, it is written, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can remove mountains. So woman, you must simply believe, and then you shall be healed. Ah, that woman had to be healed by Jesus. Loose my bonds. Oh, think of Abram and Sarah without an Isaac. Think of a Hannah, an unanswered prayer concerning a child. Pastored by Peninnah, she was so fruitful a type of the nominal Christendom. Oh, Hannah has experienced that her bonds were loosed. Loose my bonds. It can be that a child of God takes or misinterprets a text, does not understand it rightly, and what a deep depths they can come into. Loose my bonds. Oh, how that is possible, the cup of salvation declared with the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And how was it now possible that the psalmist could say, the Lord has loosed my bonds. It is the work of the Spirit to lead his child into that mystery, because there has come one, the Lamb without blemish, who was perfect, no sin. And he has come into bondage. We read in John 18 that Judas, God's people, what a trouble they can have with Judas, with their deceitful heart. And therefore an affirmation, Lord, am I not thy servant? Am I not thy servant? Hast thou not begun that good work? Hast thou not spoken to my soul precious promises? Hast thou not given that love, that faith, that hope? And now Christ, he was brought into bondage, Judas. The leaders, the Romans, they have come. If thou seek me, let these go their way. There lies the mystery that the psalmist in the Old Testament could say, confess, by true saving faith, thou hast loosed my bonds. If thou seek me, let these go their way. And then we read that they have laid their hands upon him. They have bound him, led him to Annas, Caiaphas, to the judgment seat of Pontius Pilate, to Herod and back. And then they have led him as a bound one to the cross of Calvary. And there he was crucified, declared in the signs and the seals of the Lord's Supper, the broken bread, the poured out wine, I for you and I to you, as a pledge that their bonds have been broken. Concerning that bondage, we have read it together out of Psalm 107, verse 14. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And now when we read of the psalmist, loosed my bonds, in the life of a child of God, John Bunyan has written, a Christian man is seldom at ease. When one trouble doth him leave, another does him cease. William Mason, in his Evening Devotions, Danny has written of an old father that have expressed, when a child of God continues some years without any trials and without any difficulties, then such a one becomes so unprofitable for himself, for God, and for his fellow man. And we read in Hebrews 12 concerning that chastisement, that the Lord chastises them out of love, and that in that way the Lord instructs them concerning their sins, but also concerning who the Lord is. And we have heard it out of Psalm 107 each time by renewal then. That was when they were afflicted and tried. It is true. And those are blessed times. When the true child of God, with that cup of salvation, when they may walk in his love and experience the wonderful things in providence and in grace, that it is the goodness of the Lord that each time by renewal as servants and handmaidens, that they come oftentimes to the throne, and that they are bound close to the word. And nevertheless, it is needful, and we read in 1 Peter 1 verse 7, of that faith that shall be tried by fire, that it may be to the honor and glory of the Lord. Our third thought, sincere resolutions, let us first sing. Psalter 136, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. I will receive from out thy fold no offering for my holy shrine, the cattle on a thousand hills and all the forest beasts are mine, and what follows, 137, 4, 5, and 6. the solemnest believing confession to the Lord after taking the cup of salvation. A humble affirmation, loosened bonds, and now in the third place, sincere resolutions. We read of those resolutions in verse 17 and 18. Thus taking that cup of salvation that has been fruitful. And then first, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And then we think in the Old Testament of the meat offering as it is described in Leviticus 2. And with that meat offering, then we read in the scriptures that with that offering there must be oil. And oil in the scriptures, that is a type of the work of the Holy Spirit. There's also the work of the Spirit to grant that true thanksgiving to his child. Then in the second place, in that meat offering, there may be no leaven. And leaven is a type of sin, hypocrisy, and of pride. When it is true, then there shall be repentance, faith, and love. In the third place, then there also must be frankincense that gives a sweet-smelling favor. And in the fourth place, then there must be salt. And salt is used, especially in the days of old, to preserve. And it is specifically mentioned in Leviticus 2, verse 13, neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking. Thus that refers to that covenant of grace, unmovable that it is sure. And now further, concerning thank offerings, then in Leviticus 3 we read of the peace offerings, and that was an offering that was divided to 2-3 parties. And the best part, children, you can understand it, that was for the Lord. Another part, the breast, the right shoulder, for the priesthood. And the rest of the animal was to be eaten by the offerer and his family in the vicinity of the tabernacle or temple. And now of that offering it is written, what was not eaten the first day may be eaten on the second day. And what was left over on the third day, that must be destroyed. Thus instruction concerning the thanksgiving for the church. What a privilege it is when the child of God may receive a new blessing and that there may be fresh praise. Then in the second place, we'll call upon thy name, and we have heard it in verse 2, as long as I live, and we have heard the expression also together with taking the cup of salvation, that is a prayer for life. That is the thermometer for the child of God. Ah, then concerning those resolutions, then the spiritual teacher's child, concerning those matters, Christ becomes so necessary and precious as prophet, priest, and king. Then the third resolution, that he would pay his vows, is repeated to remind himself that those vows are not forgotten. A vow could make a difference with an oath. A vow is more in secret, that we make a promise to the Lord when he helps to keep us from temptation, but also in the way of thanksgiving, must be a matter that is lawful, a matter that is possible with the Lord's help, must be a free vow and performed cheerfully. And now the psalmist, after he has taken the cup of salvation, is implied that in his bondage that he has made vows. And we also read in Psalm 50 verse 6, and that we could apply to the Lord's Supper, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Also a privilege when those vows may be made. How has it been in the past and in this time? Time of sickness, especially the measles. Boys and girls, fathers and mothers that have been very sick. Have there now been boys and girls when you were sick that you have made a special promise to the Lord, that if the Lord would heal you, that you would seek him more diligently, pray more, open the Bible more often, and to be kept from sin? How has it been with our young people? Have there been those that you have made promises to the Lord that you would seek him in the days of your youth, forsake the world and every evil thing? How has it been with their fathers and mothers? Also been fathers and mothers that have been very sick. Of course, it can be that we are so sick. Hope some have thought about it. That you have thought, I need to seek the Lord when I am healthy and strong. Because we can be so sick that we cannot think about the Lord, about eternity, or our soul. Have there now been fathers and mothers that have promised the Lord, Lord, if I may be fully restored, then as father, as head of the household of my dear wife, closer to thy word to instruct them, also for mothers, or if no promise has been made. sick, healed, and nothing taking place. Are there troubled people in my midst? Oh, I hope. That promises have been made, and then they need to be fulfilled. We read of Father Jacob in Genesis 28 when he received that vision of the ladder between heaven and earth, set up a stone, poured oil upon it, and that he has promised if the Lord would bless and return, he would give a tenth. Jacob got busy. Laban labored for his two wives, 6 more years for his animals. And then the Lord in Genesis 35, Jacob had not fulfilled his vow. Lived in Shechem, Genesis 34, terrible time in his family. And then the Lord has commanded that he must fulfill his vow. And he realized that he could not appear with his family as they lived. And to that end, his family have brought the idols, their earrings, and they have buried them under an oak. That still takes place in our life, in our family circles. Does it happen when the garbage man comes by that there's extra garbage? Think of Acts 19 of the Ephesians, that they brought all their books of magic and they brought them on a heap where 50,000 pieces of silver and burned them. Maybe boys and girls, when your father and mother was very sick, maybe you can ask them whether they have made any promises to the Lord. It is still a blessing and a privilege when it may happen in our family circles that the children that they ask Father and Mother, how come we could used to do all those things and no more? And that Father and Mother, one of them may tell, oh children, the Lord has shown me that I have been so far off my place, trained you for the world, and I must train you for the Lord. The psalmist, after taking the cup of salvation, it concerns sanctification in the life of a child of God with that vehement desire to live holy. Our third thought, then we could add, because the psalmist has said, I will pay my vows now unto the Lord now in the presence of his people. Those night disciples, how troubled they can be concerning their silence, and how that can become their guilt as a heavy burden. Oh, they are not silent at the throne of grace, not silent by their walk. because by their fruit ye shall know them. But they can be so still. They can be so silent. And the Lord also is his children that know how it has become their guilt concerning their silence, also concerning the Lord's Supper, and that they are given to promise the Lord, Lord, if thou spares me, shall fulfill my vow. Our last thought, desired praise in Jerusalem. All concerning the true work of the Lord, then what lies so tender? That is the coming of Christ's kingdom and the glory of his name, and also the respect and the reverence concerning the courts of the Lord. They have received that love, that delight. Psalm 26, verse 8. I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Then they receive such a respect for God's house with that vehement desire that what takes place, we have a warrant in God's word, and that the Lord is not grieved and dishonored. Oh, that people, those servants and those handmaidens, then they are given many a times to come on the field of Boaz, given to glean, that they may go home with such a rejoicing, where they have heard matters that are not strange to them. And although that people oftentimes exclude themselves, then there are those times that God's word includes them. And to that end, that is the mark of the true work of the Lord in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. We have heard a few oaths from the psalmist, O Lord, in the prayer for deliverance, O Lord, in the way of thanksgiving, and now, O Jerusalem, with that vehement desire, that he may receive an enlarged heart, and that the desire is that all people in the courts of the Lord, O Jerusalem, that is the place that the Lord has set apart, that is where the Lord has promised in Matthew 18, verse 20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. In Exodus 25, verse 22, where the Lord has promised to meet and commune with his people by word and by sacrament in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. We read that term four times in the book of the Psalms. Psalm 122, with a vehement desire to go up to the courts. Psalm 137, verse 5. Oh, that people in Babylon, but O Jerusalem, shall not forget thee. And in Psalm 147, a psalm of praise, where the psalmist has spoken of, O Jerusalem, that the Lord may be praised. 4 points. And 4 points that we need to experience by the grace of God. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, the table that declares that there is a way to be saved. And for the people of God, then we have heard it with the psalmist, for those that have attended, partaken of the Lord's Supper, that it was not finished. Thus for examination, also for example, a close life at the throne of grace. Oh, the psalmist, we have read it this morning, Psalm 23, the verses 5 and 6. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the courts of the Lord forever. Then it shall be in perfection. O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we humbly ask thee for the application. May we be given to take those 4 points home. Examine our hearts. Meditate upon it. And turn it into prayer. And, Lord, it is written, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. We may commence another week by renewal. We lay before thee the 2 family circles that shall be called upon to go to the cemetery. Remember and uphold them. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Watch over us in the home, on the way, at work, wherever we are called to be. Keep from harm, from danger, from sin and temptation. Bring together for a weekday service. Bring thy servants safely in our midst. Wilt thou graciously provide for the next Sabbath day? Help the consistory, all those that have a special place in the service, the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, the sound system. And, O Lord, do grant many a errands and hers. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings? Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 426, the stanzas 7 through 10. What shall I render to Jehovah now for all the riches of his consolation? And what follows? 426, 7 through 10. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.